This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Syrian and Russian troops now heading together to the border to help the Kurds repel the advancing Turkish forces, as Kurdish troops have turned to the Syrian government and Russia, while U.S. forces are moving out of that region.
It's quickly deteriorating inside of Syria. I blame Turkey. There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're going to send a signal to Turkey in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Trump's former White House advisor on Russia is scheduled to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today. Fiona Hill resigned just a few days before Trump's now infamous July 25th phone call with the new president of Ukraine. She's expected to answer questions behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A woman in Texas fatally shot by a police officer in her own home after a neighbor over the weekend reported seeing a door open at her home and finding that suspicious. A responding officer's body cam footage shows the officer peering in a window using a flashlight and then seeing someone inside, telling her to put her hands up. He then fires once, killing her. She's identified as 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson. A lawyer for her family says this never should have happened.
The use of deadly forces is just unthinkable in this situation, where they found someone, and by their own words, they saw someone standing at a window. And for them, that was enough to use deadly force. It's absurd.
Three U.S. economists win this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. Esther Duflo and her husband Ajit Banji, both of MIT, and Michael Kramer is at Harvard. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Elton John's about to release a new memoir. It's due out tomorrow, and he sat down for an interview with NBC News to talk about the motivation behind Me.
I must do books of my kids when they get older. They're only 6 and 8 at the moment. They'll have an idea of what I was like, and it's the truth.
They may not like it, but it's there.
One of the topics he touches on in the memoir, his claim that Michael Jackson was mentally ill. The singer says Jackson came off as genuinely mentally ill, and he recalls inviting the King of Pop to a party only to find him playing with his housekeeper's son. John says Jackson couldn't seem to cope with adult company. Again, Elton John's memoir, Me, comes out on Tuesday. USA's Wendy King takes a look at the top 5 movies at the box office over the weekend.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro takes the number one spot once again, grossing $55 million. The remake of The Addams Family is at number two with $30 million. The new Will Smith movie, Gemini Man, is at number three with $20 million. The cute animated feature, Abominable, is at number four with $6 million. And dropping down to number five, the movie adaptation of the TV show Downton Abbey with $4.9 million. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
I know many of you are asking the same question, but we need to get this country back on track, but where do we begin, huh? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, our next guest, I think, has a great idea, and I agree with him. The Honorable Sam Rohr joins us. It's good to be talking with Sam again. It's been a while. He is the president of the American Pastors Network and Pennsylvania Pastors Network, co-host of APN's national radio program, Stand in the Gap Today. Sam Rohr, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill, and it's great to be with you today.
Well, here we are. The country is in disarray. All this fussing and fighting. We're wasting money, resources. But more than anything else, it's a disturbance in the force, if I might put it in Star Wars terms, in terms of the culture. We're rather dismayed to see the discombobulment of our political process.
I am too. And I think that, Bill, as you look around, I think most Americans are there. I mean, they may not be saying these exact words, but they're thinking, what in the world is going on?
Exactly.
Where is leadership? I mean, where are we headed as a nation? There's far more infighting and purposeful division and undermining of the very fundamental aspects of what we'd may term the rule of law, or certainly what the concept and definition of truth is, which is the fundamental bedrock of justice, if you're a justice system, if you're going to have it. So, I mean, our culture has been under attack for well over a generation. We know that. But I think as we are approaching where we are now and we're seeing things that just make no sense, be it how much we spend and we're so far in debt, or the fighting that's going on, or the deliberate lying and deceiving that we see, to the complete manipulation of truth. Journalism has not become journalism, it's become activism, all of those kind of things that that are happening. We look and say, what in the world's going on here? And I think it is appropriate to say, all right, well, what can we do? And I am just suggesting that, you know, in times like this, it's time for a reset. It's time for a recalibration along the lines of the most fundamental aspects of saying, what is the role and the duty of those who, for instance, are in office? What is the role of the duty in those who are moms and dads in the home, positions of authority? What is the role and the duty of those who are in the pulpits of America? And ultimately, what is the role of the duty, really, of each individual as we all end up making a host of decisions throughout the day that when you take and you put them all together, it reflects a nation in a direction the one they're going. And the Bible gives the answer to all of that.
Exactly.
We'd better get back to where the answers are, or we're going to end up in the trash heap of history.
Well, Sam, this is what leadership does. You know, quality leadership will take you back and say, okay, where did you make a hard left? Where did you, you know, let go of your mission and your purpose? And this is what is greatly lacking, and I agree with you, that we've abandoned basic biblical principles because we've abandoned truth, because anything that has to do with God, you know, that's kind of verboten in today's culture. It's not very contemporary. And, you know, meanwhile, we've got absolute chaos going on, but it requires leadership to come in and say, stop it. You know, we've got to get back and, as you say, reset. When you're resetting, it by definition, it tells you that at some point we missed, we've abandoned the standard, and we're resetting back to that standard. So when you reset back to that standard and you look at when America, not that we had it all perfect, but when it was going better than it is now, it was when we were holding to biblical principles.
That's exactly correct. And, you know, when we would, you know, many people would call it, in a general sense, we at one point had a Judeo-Christian worldview, as an example. And that's pretty accurate because people talk about worldviews. We do. I know you do a lot. And a lot of people are confused on that. I mean, it's not a matter of if a person has a worldview. The real question is what worldview? So a Judeo-Christian worldview that underpinned our nation assumed that there was a God, that God created, that there was sin that came into the world, and that was the reason why you had to have law to take and control those kinds of things, and then ultimately there's redemption to Jesus Christ. Now, that is a Judeo-Christian worldview, but in competition with all of that now is an atheistic worldview that manifests itself, socialism, Marxism, communism. There is no God there. We have no one to answer to. We came out of the ground, out of the slime. And so the value of life is nothing. So you can kill the babies in the womb, and human sexuality has nothing to do with a God who established it. So take and redefine it however you want to define it. And then on the other side, then you've got the Islamic worldview, which is probably one of the more dominant ones around the world, that says, they've got a view of God, but Jesus Christ is not God. And so you take and you make it up, and you have your own form of law that you call Sharia, and it means that of necessity that you kill Christians or bring them to their knees, or Jewish people and bring them to their knees, because world domination is the key. Ultimately, those three world views that I just said right now are the ones that are in conflict, and that's what's happening in D.C. It's a globalist atheist world view. It's Islamic thinking that's wrapped in a lot of that, and then there are those who still hold to Judeo-Christian worldview, and those, frankly, within the setting of a nation, don't work together. You can't take bits and pieces of all of them. You're going to go have one or the other. You can't have a legal system that says that the Ten Commandments is the way to follow, because it's antithetical to what's under Sharia, as an example. And atheists are thrown out altogether. So this is what's really at hand, and the American people have to come back and say, all right, who are we as a nation? What were we? Who are we? And what worldview is going to govern how we think and act and approach life and public policy and laws, international relations? All of those things are all affected by our worldview. It was once more clear. Now it is so divided that we can't even agree upon who we are or where we are. And not a wonder that you have a Justice Department involved in things that oftentimes are clearly unjust, lies, substitute for truth, and Supreme Court stands in there and then redefines moral truth however they want to do it. All of these things are compounded together. Where we are right now, I think, is a manifestation of a fruit ripening after a generation or more, and now this generation, those alive right now, in positions of leadership, individuals themselves, have got to make a choice and a decision. That's the recalibration that's necessary.
It's ripening to the point where it's beyond ripening. It's spoiling and stinking. Mm. And this is where the people are starting to realize. I mean, we've had a period of time where we could, as the Bible tells us, see things according to our own eyes. And, you know, the proverbial question comes up, Sam, how's that working for you?
Well, in this country, it does not work well when we reject a God. That's what God told Israel. You follow my law, choose life, in Deuteronomy 30 talks about it. If you choose to reject what I have, that's equivalent to choosing death and judgment. That's our choice now as a nation. We better face up and...
Well, the children of Israel saw judgment, and maybe this is what is in the future of America in order to get it back on track. We've got more from Sam Rohr after this. Stay with us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez.
is live.
There's no high you can't rescue, no war you can't win, no story so over it can't start again.
Oh, thank God, huh? No impossible with God. We love that. The Honorable Sam Rohr continues with us, the president of the American Pastors Network and Pennsylvania Pastors Network, also the co-host of APN's national radio program, Stand in the Gap Today. Sam, you know, the Bible says that God chooses the leaders that we have. And in some regards, I feel like we're like the children of Israel, given the opportunity to have God as a leader. They said, no, we want human representation. And he gave them human representation. And this is, I see us in that cycle where, the very thing that people are asking for, the very thing that God is giving the people. What is the takeaway from all this? What is it that we need to apprehend and learn from the, you know, of what we're asking of God and what God's giving to us?
Bill, we could go a long direction on that. From a perspective, if someone's listening who says, I am a Christian, let's go there. So if that's the audience, I am a Christian.
Right.
I believe that God created me. There's value of life, that he's given us the Bible and an instruction manual for our living. If a person says that and holds to that, then this is the message for them.
Mm-hmm.
That if that's the case, then we have to also believe that God, who wrote that Bible and made the promises for national blessing, as God did to Israel, they're the model. He said, I'm going to take you into the land. I'm going to give you goodly houses. I'm going to increase your herds. You're going to have wealth. I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to give you security from your neighbors. Even your enemies will be at peace with you. All of those promises, which are national promises, that God gives to any people, any nation that says, yes, God is the Lord, and we're going to follow his statute and his commands. Now, if that's the case, and we believe that, then we have to act accordingly and say, all right, then, what does God also say short-circuits those blessings? And when God comes back and says, if you forget that I gave you these things, if you put your trust in your military or your Air Force or your leaders more than me, if you put more value and trust and order your priorities of your life around your bank account or your desire for entertainment and vacation and all of those things which are nice, if those become more important to you, then God says, I will then turn around all of those blessings that I have promised to you, and they will leap.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, I will make the weather compete with you, and you'll have problems with weather. You'll be threatened by your enemies on all sides. Your civilization will be marked by murder and an increase of death and all of that. Well, I look around, I say, well, all right, if we believe that's what God says, then we have to live accordingly. How does one correct those things? You know, in a time like this in our nation, Bill, when emergencies and the pressure becomes to the point where people say, all right, God, I finally need you. And I don't think as a nation we've done that yet.
Right, exactly.
But when that time comes, then we all of a sudden, most of the time, I think, we call out 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, heal their land, and so forth. We tend to pull out that verse, which is very familiar, I know, to the listeners, but I think we have a tendency to pull that out as a rabbit's foot. It's
right.
Kind of like a magical little thing that you stroke it at the last moment. All of a sudden, blah, things will be better. And that's not true. That's not what that is for. That's a national response. And the key is that it's those people who say, God, you are our Lord, you're our God, and we are your people, that those people say, things have gone awry because we have sinned, not because the others who don't even believe in God act like they normally would, but those who say, yes, we are Christians, but we don't live it. We're not there on church on Sunday. We're not reading our Bible. We're not praying. We're going through the motions like, unfortunately, according to George Barna numbers, probably 90% of those the Christians in America are going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, this is what's required, that those who know the truth look in the mirror and say, I am the problem.
Right.
I am not trusting appropriately. We hold the key. And when that happens, and when there is a repentance and a turning around, a true repentance and a waking up of that number of people, that remnant of the people, generally 10%, that remnant of the people, when that group responds, God hears it. So it's not looking to Washington and expecting people who are in office who don't even accept the fact that they are accountable to God. There's no answer coming from them.
Right.
And when we have 70% of the pulpits of America don't even believe in the authority of Scripture, and again, those are the numbers, 70% don't even believe the Bible is all God's Word, don't look to them because they're not providing any help. But then look in the mirror and say, do I believe really, truly what God says? And am I living it 24 hours a day, privately and publicly? Because if I can't answer yes to that question, then I'm part of that problem.
Without a doubt. Exactly. I agree, Sam. And that's really what it comes down to. I have people coming to me and they say, Bill, we need revival. I say, no, we need repentance. You can't get to revival without coming to repentance first. We need to see the error of our ways and confess to God, which is an acknowledgement of godly principles. It's first things first. We got to get back down to the fundamentals. You're exactly right. I'm also curious about, you know, when Nineveh experienced a revival. It was amazing how the leadership of Nineveh participated in that, Sam, that the leadership will come along. It may not be the ones that lead the way, but they must, because they need to they need to understand, as leaders, they've been assigned by God as ministers of God, have they not?
They have indeed. Romans 13 talks about all of those in positions of civil authority as being God's minister. Literally, the word diakonos, the word deacon from, literally every person who's in a position of civil authority is a servant of God, a vertical relationship. Romans 13 actually talks about the application of it, a servant to the people. That's the horizontal relationship. Mm-hmm. Romans 13:6 actually uses another word for minister of God, the word liturgos, which literally means leader in worship, so that every person in a position of authority must understand that ultimately they must draw the attention of the people they serve to the God above, a leader in worship, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, when God forced him to his knees and because of his pride and arrogance, when his senses came back to him, the first thing he did, he stood to his feet, raised his hands to heaven, and said, I do extol the God of heaven who is able to raise up and to put down.
Exactly.
And that is ultimately the responsibility of every person's in a position of authority. I'm going to extend it beyond civil authority. Every mom and dad, every teacher in the classroom, every person in the every position of authority must answer and will give an account to God ultimately in our lives. We must point the attention that we are not the authority. We serve in a servant's relationship to God above, to whom every day, one day, everybody will give an account. When that is done, God will bless the nation, and he always does. And that's the recalibration. Just that simple thing.
Exactly.
Would change America.
And I think you touched on something very significant here, and I hope that people grabbed a hold of it, and that is that we need to measure our day with the worship of our hearts. Are we worshiping God, 24/7? Is he the center of our universe, or, as you say, these other extraneous amusements?
That's exactly correct. And if we were to do that and to focus there, Bill, God will hear that, because if we ask those questions sincerely, the Holy Spirit will direct us. We repent. We come back to God. God will hear that prayer. God does hear those prayers.
The Honorable Sam Rohr on Bill Martinez Live. Sam, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Bill.
God bless.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Syrian and Russian troops now heading together to the border to help the Kurds repel the advancing Turkish forces, as Kurdish troops have turned to the Syrian government and Russia, while U.S. forces are moving out of that region.
It's quickly deteriorating inside of Syria. I blame Turkey. There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're going to send a signal to Turkey in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Trump's former White House advisor on Russia is scheduled to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today. Fiona Hill resigned just a few days before Trump's now infamous July 25th phone call with the new president of Ukraine. She's expected to answer questions behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Oh, you need a break. I trust your taste in the limits. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. John Zemarek is with us. Yes, the one and only senior editor at The Stream joins us now. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. I'm kind of upset about what America's doing in Syria right now.
Boy, you and me both. I mean, what is going on? I mean, we're kind of like leaving the Kurds hanging here, not to mention Syrian Christians.
Yeah, first of all, it's morally horrible. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is we're letting Turkey invade a neighboring country, Syria, in order explicitly to ethnically cleanse the region. Mm-hmm. They are saying they're going to drive out the Kurds and Christians, make them all refugees, and bring in reliable Sunni Muslim Islamists who were made refugees of the Syrian civil war, which, by the way, Turkey helped start the Syrian civil war.
Yes.
They're using these, the Free Syrian Army, which is part of Al-Qaeda. The same people, it's funny, John McCain called them moderate rebels. They weren't. Moderate rebels never really existed in Syria. The only moderate rebels in Syria were the Kurds. They were religiously tolerant. They allow Christian churches. They allow Muslims to convert. There are thousands of Kurds who have become Christians because their government gives them religious freedom. And there are all these Christian churches popping up all across Kurdistan. That's what the Turks want. They want to demolish those churches. They want to have their Al-Qaeda mercenaries hunt down the Kurds who became Christians and kill them. They want to kick the Christians and the Yazidis and the anyone who's not an Islamist, who's not aligned with Al-Qaeda, they want to drive them out. Remember, Turkey helped create ISIS in the first place.
Right.
They bought their oil. They let them have safe havens. They gave them weapons and training. And then suddenly, they switched horses from ISIS to Al-Qaeda, the people who bombed the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
Our NATO so-called ally is going to bring the people who bombed the World Trade Center in to kill Christians and Kurds who helped us fight ISIS. And Trump is defending this by saying he's bringing the troops home. But guess what? Not one of those soldiers is coming home. They're going 10 miles down the road, staying in Syria, but they're basically, we're moving them to make room for a Turkish killing zone.
Right.
Who on earth will ally with the United States in the future if they know they're going to end up like the Kurds and the South Vietnamese?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is Vietnam all over again, isn't it?
This is 1975 Saigon. We leave our people on the roof of the embassy to be shot and put in concentration camps. This is as ignominious a surrender as the Democrat Congress forced on America in 1975 in Vietnam. And the result might be the same kind of massacre that you saw in South Vietnam and in Cambodia.
In the killing fields, yeah.
Yeah, we have like 1,000 guys there. They're special forces volunteers, and none of them are fighting. They were just there just to stop the Turks from invading and butchering the local population. Meanwhile, Trump's talking about bringing the troops home. He's not talking about getting us out of Afghanistan.
Right.
We're propping up a corrupt government that executes homosexuals and bans Christian missionaries in order to fight the Taliban. We have no dog in that race, but we have guys getting killed every day in Afghanistan. He's not bringing them home. He's not bringing anyone home. What happened was Donald Trump got on the phone with Erdogan, and he got played. He got out-negotiated. His whole team was in on the call, and one of the people who was in on it told the media that Erdogan just ran circles around Trump. Trump blundered into a bad deal, and apparently now he's just too proud to admit he got snookered. And now he's doubling down and committing America to an incredibly stupid policy. Now,
right.
A lot of the people criticizing Trump have their own problems. Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio, that's a bizarre couple. Those people, okay, in 2016, during the primaries, they wanted to shoot down Russian planes in order to protect the Syrian rebels, that is Al-Qaeda. Trump and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz were against it. Now, Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham want to shoot down Turkish planes to stop Al-Qaeda, the same people. So I don't understand what the neocon interventionists are up to. I think I'm writing an article column about this today. It seems to me their principle is America should always be shooting down somebody else's planes. That's the only uniting thread I can find between their 2016 policies and their 2019 policies. But these stopped clocks happen to be right this time. So thank God for Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio being stopped clocks, because they're currently telling the right time. The Kurdish alliance was our best hope for developing a real pro-Western, pro-religious freedom force in the region that doesn't exist anywhere except Israel.
So what happens? What happens now? The Kurdish are chased
right
out. You've got all this devastation that's in the forecast.
The Turks are using their NATO planes to bomb Syrian Christians and our Kurdish allies. There's going to be brutal fighting. The Kurds are going to pull their troops away from guard duty, so ISIS will escape. 60,000 people, mixture of fighters and their families, are going to flood into Iraq, and they're going to start the Iraqi civil war again. The Iraqi government is already on the verge of collapsing because of internal protests. Add ISIS to the mix, you're going to see this is going to restart the Syrian and the Iraqi civil war, all because Trump got played on the phone.
Well, Trump, bit back and fired a warning shot over Erdogan's vote, but his VP says we're not going to deal with any threats from anybody. So, the march is on. They're going to go on with their agenda, full steam ahead, as you said.
You know what's even worse? Erdogan today, according to National Review, in a speech, he threatened the European governments that are criticizing him that if they keep criticizing him, he's going to dump 3.6 million Muslim migrants into the European Union. This is our NATO ally.
Right, yeah.
This is an alliance that's worth having. It's threatening an invasion of have European countries and flood them with more Muslims to rape and pillage in the streets of Germany and France as they've been doing.
Exactly.
The rape epidemic across Germany, that was all Syrian migrants. Now 3.6 million of them. That's an invading army.
Yeah.
Our so-called NATO allies threatening to invade Europe if we don't let him invade Syria.
Unbelievable. Where these Muslims, I mean, he's got control. I guess he's going to push them out of Syria and push them into these European countries.
That's right. That's right. And the Kurds who get driven out are not going to be as pro-Western as they are now, because mm-hmm. they will be the victims of the West.
Yes.
So you're going to see Kurdish gangs shooting it out with Turkish gangs in the streets of Frankfurt and Marseille and London. Great job, Mr. President.
How many end up here in the United States, John?
I don't think many will. I think they will end up in Europe, further destabilizing and de-Christianizing Europe. This is a big win for one group, radical Islam. Those are the only people who win. ISIS wins, Al-Qaeda wins, Erdogan, who wants to reestablish the Ottoman Empire, he wins, Christians lose, moderate Muslims lose, ultimately Israel loses, Iraqis and Syrians lose, all because of one bad, impulsive decision by the president, who really should take advice from people sometimes.
Well, this is why Mattis left, right?
Mattis and other people. I mean, Pompeo apparently was against this. His whole staff apparently was against this. This was him following his gut. Now, people are spreading conspiracy theories saying Erdogan has blackmail dirt on Trump, or Trump's worried about his hotel in Istanbul. I don't think it's any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a gut decision. And now, I'm from Queens, like Trump. We can be very, very stubborn.
Yeah.
And if we make a decision, however wrong it is, it's our mistake. And damn it, we're going to fight for our mistake rather than back down and admit we were wrong. And if you're a real supporter of the president, you're not going to hand him his car keys when he's just polished up a bottle of Jameson's.
Right.
And that's what's happened here.
Yeah, this is all pretty crazy stuff here. And, you think back even the genesis of all this, John, you know, I mean, this goes back to the Obama administration. I mean, we are in areas that we don't even understand. There's so much nuance.
We shouldn't have gotten involved in the first place, but we did. We encouraged the rebellion in Syria, that Arab Spring nonsense that Obama was behind.
Mm-hmm.
We encouraged the overthrow of Assad, and then the neoconservatives demanded that we actually send our troops in to bring al-Qaeda into Damascus and ethnically cleanse another million Christians. Remember, under George W. Bush, 3/4 of Iraqi Christians were driven into refugee status while our troops stood guard and did nothing.
Unbelievable.
Our track record is horrendous in that region.
Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor of The Stream, is with us. He'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has 3 key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy 2 bottles, get the 3rd one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
We the people, listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Zamara continues with us. The senior editor at The Stream. Go to thestream.org for all the information that you need to know. John, the Pope is underway with the bishops and cardinals with this Amazon Synod, and it opened up quite auspiciously. I, as a Catholic, I got to tell you, I was shocked with what was on display.
It opened with a pagan ritual. With a fertility, a naked pregnant fertility goddess that has a pagan name, and they were venerating it, and the Pope was there, and he did not object to it. The German bishops are the ones behind this. They want married priests, they want women priests, they want acceptance of homosexuality, and they're using the small population of hunter-gatherers living in the Amazon rainforest as puppets. They're using them as like Rousseauian primitives and pretending that these people's native pagan religion that they developed in the forest is a legitimate source of divine inspiration, like God talking to Moses on Mount Sinai. They are literally saying that, and Pope Francis is not correcting them. Furthermore, just recently, one of the Pope's best friends, a journalist named Sclafari, who's done 6 interviews with the Pope, in each case, he came out with something outrageous that the Pope had allegedly said, and the Vatican issued a vague non-denial/denial. The latest one is that Pope Francis apparently believes, according to this journalist, that Jesus was not God during his life on earth, that he completely abandoned his divinity, was just a man, a fallible man, walking around saying things until the resurrection. Now, if that's true, then nothing in the Bible that Jesus said is binding.
Right.
And that's very convenient if you're a corrupt German bishop who wants to be open about his homosexuality.
Right.
That's convenient. You know, it's very convenient if you're pro-abortion, if you want to align with George Soros and destroy national borders and implement socialism and globalism and collectivize the global economy under the rubric of climate change, or if you want to ally with communist China, as Pope Francis has. When Pope Francis signed a deal with China, giving China control over the Catholic Church there. This is unprecedented. That's like what happened in Russia and under the Soviet Union when the KGB took over the Russian Orthodox Church. Furthermore, the highest authority in the Vatican, below Pope Francis, is this Bishop Marcello Sorondo. He's in charge of the Vatican's teaching authority on natural sciences and social sciences. So he is the highest authority in the Catholic Church on Catholic social teaching, except for Pope Francis. When he went to China, they flew him around, they gave him wonderful, lavish dim sum dinners, they did the Potemkin Village tour. He came back and said, China is the country that best lives out Catholic social teaching much better than the United States. That is the official position of the Vatican under Pope Francis. Communist China is better than America and better than most of the world at pursuing the common good. So I'm not going to go after Nike. I'm not going to go after the NBA. They are not nearly as servile to Chinese communism as Pope Francis. And as I have an article at stream.org, Pope Francis recently endorsed a vicious attack on evangelical conservative Christians. He said, it's an honor that Americans are attacking me. He referred to conservative churches as sects that cannot really be defined as Christian. They preach Christ, but their message is not Christian. That's it. Well, by that, he means the pro-life movement. He means Franklin Graham. Mm. He means Robbie Zacharias. He means James Robinson, the preacher, the television evangelist I work for. He means the people doing the heavy lifting in the trenches, along with Catholics, but increasingly it's evangelicals doing most of the work on pro-life and defending religious liberty. Pope Francis doesn't think they're really Christian. It's a staggering, appalling scandal, and I just don't know what to think as a Catholic. I tell you, I just today was Googling the location of the nearest Antiochian Orthodox Church because they have the sacraments, and they don't have a pantheist pope who denies the divinity of Christ.
We're in the book of Isaiah here, John. You know, people, it says, whoa, you know, for those that see evil and call it good and good evil. I mean, and to think that it is the Catholic Church that is complicit with all this, the Pope, you know, and these reports are very disturbing, you know, for Catholics. And this could end up dividing the church even more so at a time when it looked like there was some prospect of it coming together. But this Pope is not...
This is blowing the church apart.
Yeah.
I mean, I wrote 9 Catholic books. I've been an evangelical, apostolic Catholic my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly couldn't try to convince somebody to become a Catholic. Now, what would I tell them? Abandon the chaos of individual interpretation of the Bible that you Protestants have. Come join our hierarchical church and help us defend our previous authorities and what they taught against our current authorities and what they're teaching now. Come on in.
Mm.
What do you tell people? I have nothing to say.
Yeah. No, this is incredible because there's not even any plausible deniability here, John.
No. Pope Francis is behind this neo-pagan hijacking of the Catholic Church. And far too many bishops who consider themselves doctrinal conservatives are just blandly, blindly being quiet about it because they're saying, oh, I have to be loyal to the Pope. Guess what? The church was not founded by the Pope. It was founded by Christ.
Amen.
The head of the church is not the Pope. It is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope is a vicar. He's like the CEO of a company. He doesn't own it. He doesn't get to blow it up. He doesn't get to change its mission statement. He doesn't get to destroy it. That's when you rebel against him in whatever way you can, and you try to bring him down. Pope Francis should be pressured to resign. He is unfit for his office. The crowds who show up at St. Peter's should be waving Chinese communist flags because that's his ideology.
Well,
maybe
they will soon and very soon here, John, because of the ideology he's promoting there. I mean, you know, what's going to happen is reasonable and fair-minded Catholics are going to step away and the spots will be filled by these communist Chinese.
The whole thing will just collapse and implode like the Episcopal Church, like the Presbyterian Church USA, like the Liberal Methodist, like the Church of Christ. If any church that becomes a mainline liberal post-Protestant, it dies. It becomes a real estate holding operation.
Well, those are the numbers, John. Those are the numbers that are coming out. I mean,
the only thing that's keeping the Catholic Church from shrinking fast in America is mass immigration from Latin America. So they're just stealing sheep. We're stealing Catholics from Guatemala and Honduras, where they have better bishops, and sticking them in the pews for a few years until they see, well, this gay priest is teaching communism. I'm going to go to the evangelical church down the road.
Wow. John, this is something's got to come to a head here. I mean, it is on all measures. I mean, you know, politics, faith, entertainment. I mean, our entire culture is so corrupt right now. Something has got to give here, John. We cannot continue at this pace.
I would not have thought. If you told me 5 years ago, I would be hoping that the former host of Celebrity Apprentice would protect America from the evil ideas of the Pope, I probably wouldn't have believed you.
Right. No, you're right.
I've got a book about this your listeners might like, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism.
Yes.
And it tries to explain some of this and separate the wheat from the chaff and the politically correct lies that are coming out of the Vatican from the actual historic teachings of the church, and a lot of people have found that helpful.
Well, John, you may have to do an addendum. You and Al come together and do an addendum on it because we're due, because who would have thought? I mean, what was it? The book was released a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you're thinking of the book I did with Al Perota, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that. Oh, I thought you did one. Maybe I'm mixing the two. Forgive me. I thought you did The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism with him, but no, that was you.
No, he's an evangelical. So,
all right, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it's okay. I mean, we can...
No, but I'm just saying, you probably wouldn't have presumed to write a book about Catholicism. But we worked together on the immigration book, and I hope people check that book out, too, and especially check out stream.org.
And
I write 5 days a week.
Exactly. And I understand, you know, how upset people can be, John, over this. I mean, the Pope has been sacrosanct, you know, I mean, as a tradition for Catholics. And here we are, we're looking at this and going, wait a minute, something is real wrong here. I mean, this is almost as bad, I got to think, in part, like it was with Martin Luther, going, what is going on with, what's happening with our church?
We've had corrupt popes, we've had adulterous popes, we've had popes who, in their private conversation, sounded like pagans and atheists, and I think we've got one now. He may be the worst pope ever, but there have been a lot of bad popes before him, and people need to get over the almost deification that Catholics were tempted to do when they had good, exciting, charismatic popes like Pius XII and John Paul II, who were obviously holy and wise and intelligent men. What we have here is a not very bright sociopath who flirts with communism, and we basically, our attitude should be to ignore him completely because he's exceeding his authority. So it's as if if a school teacher announced to the class that she's going to overthrow the U.S. government and they are now her guerrilla army, they should just ignore her and report her and flout her authority. We should be resisting this pope by any means, and especially protecting America from his evil politics of open borders and globalist control over our economy.
John, we've only got about a minute left. I mean, is this all based on his Jesuit background?
No. There's a great book, The Dictator Pope, by a Catholic historian, and he traces it back. Francis was a Machiavellian, power-hungry, backstabbing sociopath going way back.
Yes.
In fact, the Father General of the Jesuits, who was a liberal himself, reportedly told John Paul II that Jorge Bergoglio was a sociopath, mentally ill, without any moral conscience, just hungry for power and totally without empathy or compassion. I was the English language editor of his first book in English, published after he was elected pope. And I couldn't tell his politics, but I could tell this is a nasty piece of work. This is a nasty person.
That's why we got to pray. John Zemeric, senior editor at The Stream. Go to thestream.org for more information.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.